This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Daylight time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday.
Love our Wednesdays.
I know we are. My name is Isaac, otherwise known as Isachi.
Sada.
Sports Bros here. Big Six right over there.
Right here. What's otherwise known as just me.
Otherwise known as Jace.
Yeah.
We call him Jace.
Podcast tough guy, radio funny man, you know.
Some people call him Zook.
Known by many names.
Ryan Buckley's over there, half listening to the program.
Ryan, are you paying attention?
Nope.
He's on a roll lately. It's not the best.
Back-to-back day is pretty good.
Not the best in the business for nothing.
And by pretty good, I mean pretty bad.
Pretty good.
Coming up this hour, the hardest franchises to be a fan of. There is a bracket. Also, we have a segment titled Bottom Line Their Ass, Virginia Tech Edition.
Oh, kind of excited about this. When's the last time we talked about Virginia Tech?
Never.
I ate ass. It's been a while.
We have the biggest disinformation campaign in U.S. government history, and there's a new documentary about it.
Does it involve a Jewish space laser?
And it is, well, no, but close.
Mm.
And it is...
Azerasians.
Turning heads at South by Southwest.
Mm. All right. I'm intrigued. I have not heard about this.
Well, you will.
I do want to go to South by Southwest one of these days, though.
Well, get after it.
It'd be kind of fun.
We also have a story of a Tennessee man who is worried about his marriage.
Aren't we all?
And we'll tell you why. I feel like that's the enough to tease. Oh, nope.
Nope, one more.
I have one more.
Your golf bets.
No. Although we are merely filler until the Players' Championship begins tomorrow morning.
More of a TGL man, but, you know.
Well, good thing for you, the playoffs are coming up next week.
Thank God.
We have a basketball party coming up.
This whole week without TGL has been rough.
It has been rough. I can feel it in your mood.
It's just not the same.
So,
it makes me sad.
This is crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is crazy. This is crazy. George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents Fan Madness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what you're going to tell me
Let's
is
do that.
This We're basketball back. Tournament thing
We're back.
Is going to happen next Thursday.
Thursday and Friday.
And I don't know if anyone else has ever done this in the history of basketball.
Nope. We're having a party.
But we're going to get together as a big group, and we're going to watch.
That's right.
These first couple rounds.
Well, actually,
of games.
You and I don't really get to watch anything. We have to do a show.
Well, we'll watch, then we'll do the show, and then we'll go back to watch.
We have to entertain the people.
Another thing, I might be the first of its kind, gonna drink during this. And maybe gamble.
Speak for yourself. I'm a professional.
It's insane. When's the last time we went to ALNA and you didn't have a beverage on the air? Why are you going there as you burp?
I don't know.
Yeah. We know what's going to happen.
I'm not drinking.
We're pioneers. It's never been done.
So we'll be at the Stadium Sports Bar at ALNA Sportsbook March 20th and 21st. That is next week, guys. Thursday
first
and Friday.
First of its kind.
Make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at ALNA Sportsbook. Mm-hmm. How about that for a tagline? In other words, you can bet on the games.
Yeah.
All the local shows will be live. It's also brought to you by Coors Light and video only. See, now I have to have a Coors Light.
Exactly.
More
buy a TV.
And buy a big TV.
Yep.
I will say lately my TV has seemed very inadequate.
One of mine crapped out recently. I didn't like it. I could
Me
use
too.
A new one.
Well, I got a new one.
How big?
55, I think.
What are you, a communist? Yeah. 55 inches.
Well, we don't need anything bigger than that.
Oh, yeah, we have 58 because it perfectly fits the corner of our living room.
Is that what you told your wife? You don't need anything bigger than that? Because that's
yeah, baby, trust me. You don't need anything bigger than this.
Because lately I'm seeing all my friends that are buying big TVs, and now I go home and look at mine, and it just doesn't feel right.
You got Keeping Up with the Joneses syndrome. That's a trap.
Oh, the big TVs are pretty nice.
You don't need it. No, they don't. What was I going to tell you? Oh, all the info? Oh. 1080thefan.com, but please join us, okay? It's going to be awesome, and we're going to do cool things and stuff.
And stuff. More importantly, we set up right on the other side of, like, the blackjack table, so, you know.
And the craps
pit. If you get bored with us, yeah, go play some dice.
All right, it is time. We've stalled enough for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Number 5.
Some NBA tonight, as the Knickerbockers are in town. They take on your Portland Trailblazers. Don't even ask me who's playing because I don't care.
It feels like...
I'm tired of listing who is and who isn't playing.
I believe only Brunson is out for the Knicks. And I think
you don't know this for sure.
I think Jeremy Grant is doubtful. So, 4.5-point spread, which seems a bit low for a Blazer team that is...
Thibel might play.
Wait, Thibel's back?
Maybe. He's
Wait,
questionable.
Now I'm falling into the trap. I don't care. Although I do love Matisse Thybulle.
The NBA is all about who is or isn't playing. In fact, did you see the Jazz got rung up for $100+ grand?
No.
For sitting out marketing.
Oh, that's going to kill them in the wallet.
He wasn't on the injury report?
Well, no. They're sitting him for non-injury reasons. Oh. And because he's a star player.
They don't care.
They're playing capture the flag and they know it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it was like $100 grand. You really think that the billionaire owner of the Jazz is really sweating that $100 grand?
Now, there is a good game tonight. Oklahoma City is playing in Boston.
Yes.
And at the end of the first quarter, Thunder lead 33-30. Most everyone's playing in that game except for Kristaps,
yes,
who is now sick.
Porzingis is out. Everyone else, I'm looking through the lineups, and yeah, it looks like it's full go.
Oh, no. Williams is out for Jalen Williams is out for Oklahoma City. He got hurt the other night. So, no, here we go again. Is there a full-strength team in the league? Don't answer that.
Yeah, probably not.
Patrick Mahomes' deal with the Chiefs is worth nearly $500 million, but he has reworked it for a fourth time. He and Chris Jones' restructured deal saves Kansas City close to $50 million against the cap.
Yeah, this is one of those. Someone just asked a question about the salary cap, and like, why do they do this? Why do they put years on the back, void years? Again, it's just to spread this out. You can manipulate the cap a million different ways. Eventually, it comes due. Like, San Francisco's going through this right now. But when you have players that are on long-term deals, you can restructure those, convert things to bonuses to free up space now. It's just down the road. Eventually, that runs out. And when you get rid of those players, you end up with a gargantuan dead cap hit.
Joey Bosa to the Bills.
Yeah, everyone thought that the Niners thing was a done deal. He wanted to go play with his brother, but
he's kind of committed there, it sounded like, but the deal fell through.
But the Niners couldn't come anywhere close. Sound like they were in the 8-something range, and the Bills came through with 12. And the Bills have a chance to win a Super Bowl, and most people think the Niners are in a bit of a
retool.
The Rams cut receiver Cooper Kupp. As expected, he's free to sign elsewhere. Falcons say they're moving forward with Kirk Cousins as QB2. Steelers replace Najee Harris in the backfield with Eagles backup Kenneth Gainwell. Safety DeMar Hamlin back to the Bills for 1 year, and veteran wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is going to the Ravens 1 year, worth up to $6 million.
Yeah, like that would have been cool if this was like 4 or 5 years ago, but it's not. But we love names, so there you go. Although Cooper Kupp, I still think in the right situation could
he can
be
help somebody.
He'd be a nice piece. You know, he's no longer a one, but Cooper Kupp could be a solid two.
Number two.
It is championship week in college basketball. We only had one ranked team playing today, and that was Iowa State, who beat Cincinnati in the Big 12 tournament 76-56. The Ducks get underway tomorrow. They play Indiana at 9 a.m. Set your alarm.
Right here on the fan.
Right here on the fan.
Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then if they win, they'll play
Wait,
Friday.
No call? What am I going to do without my Colin?
Yeah.
Jason McIntyre.
If they win, they'll be out on Friday as well. Same time.
Games in progress. Big 12, Baylor 50, Kansas State 34. Mississippi State in the SEC leads LSU 44-24. What else you got? You guys got any bets out there? North Carolina won by 20. They beat
Notre Dame.
The Patriot League Championship is going on. Navy down 28-37 to American University. Ah. That's for a right to go to the tourney.
Colorado won. You know, they only won three games in the Big 12 all year. They were 3-17.
They were ass.
They won again today, 67-60. They beat West Virginia.
Okay.
Texas beat Vanderbilt 79-72 in the SEC. Ohio State just lost to Iowa 77-70 in the Big Ten.
There's a couple there. Like tonight, the Big Sky Championship, Montana, Northern Colorado for the right to go. I'm trying to look at others that are at championships. Cal Poly, UC Davis. So there's a couple championship games later tonight.
And we have a pair of signings for your Seahawks today. Defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence gets 3 years, up to $42 million.
Yeah, by the
only way. Only 18 of that guaranteed.
That's the only number you need to pay attention to. He's 32 years old. He's coming off an injury. This is what the Ravens always did. Plug a veteran guy in. He's not seeing $42 million. He's not going to be asked to play, you know, every snap. And if he stays healthy, it's a really nice pickup for a Seattle defense. So don't pay attention. At 18 mil, he's there for a year, possibly two.
He'll be 33 in April. Yeah. Receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling replaces DK Metcalf 1 year, up to $5.5 million. He was with the Saints a year ago.
When you order DK Metcalf, but you order him off of Wish or Timu, you get Valdez-Scantling.
Is this decaf Metcalf?
This is yes.
Decaf Metcalf.
This is instant decaf Metcalf. Look, Metcalf's kind of a one-trick pony, and this is a much, much, it's a worse version of it. But, you know, he can run in a straight line and get behind people, and occasionally you throw him the football and play action and see what happens. And they need receivers because they don't have any. In fact, two of their, like, their backups, they didn't even tender free agent contracts to. So they're going to need to add some warm bodies through the draft and through free agency to fill up the receiving core. And then hopefully they do something along the offensive line because they've done nothing this free agency period.
The Seahawks also lose cornerback Trey Brown, who signs with the hated and rival 49ers.
Who also need warm bodies.
Victor Rico's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. The hardest franchises to be a fan of, next on The Fan. Welcome back to our show. Really big show here on a Wednesday. We like to talk sports here. I don't know if you guys do, but we do.
Sports.
And that's what we're doing with you.
Remember Sport Magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to get that.
Back when sports was sports, man. Not just football being football. Sports was sports.
Wasn't there like Sport Magazine and then there was also Inside Sport?
I just remember I used to get the Sporting News,
yeah,
which I liked because it was an actual newspaper.
Sports Illustrated.
And then, yeah, but I got Sport Magazine.
Yeah, but there was another one that was like Sport. I think it was called Sports. There was Sports and Sport.
That I don't know. It's possible.
Well, Buckley forwarded this bracket. I don't know who did this, but they did
the either.
Hardest franchise to be a fan of bracket. Because, you know, it's March. You have to do bracket.
Sure.
For everything.
Yeah.
And do you care to guess the Final Four? All major U.S. pro sports.
Well, I'm guessing that the Mariners have to be in there.
They're not even in the bracket.
Seriously?
Oh, wait. No, they are. Sorry. They're down at the bottom.
They're the only Major League Baseball team to not have been to a World Series. Am I correct?
Yeah, they're down there. They lost, but they lose in the first round to Utah Hockey, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's it.
Well, they're saying because it's the same franchise that was Arizona. So...
They couldn't even find a building. They got locked out of their own facilities.
There's a lot of those fans quantitatively, but it's been a pretty bad run for them.
So they finally moved the Coyotes.
Yeah, now they're doing fine.
So they're in Utah now?
Yeah, they're in Utah. Yeah. So that's I guess I didn't think of that. So let's go through. I'm trying to think of who else.
Well, I think the final two is exactly right. They nailed it. It's not that hard. I mean, you know, there are two franchises that stand out.
Well, for sure. Above all others? Because there's bad...
I think so.
There's bad franchises everywhere.
Well, yes, but there are two. I think they got the finals right.
Like the Cleveland Browns?
Yep. Browns are one of them.
They would be tough. And then I'm trying to think, what's the sport?
Baseball. Yeah.
Baseball, huh?
I mean, dude, come on.
A's.
Yes.
There you go.
Browns and A's.
Yeah.
And that is a great battle.
Yeah.
They chose the Browns as the winner of that.
Yeah, that's... Well, I mean... It's tough because Cleveland lost their team. The Cleveland Browns are actually the Baltimore Ravens, if you don't remember. This version of the Browns is not the original Browns. They're gone. So that team is actually good. So which is worse, the fact that the A's lost their team or the Browns who lost their team and then got back a crappier version of the original team?
But the Browns never won the Super Bowl?
No, they never won.
And the A's have never won?
The A's have won the World Series multiple times.
Oh, yeah, of course they did. With
they have four of them?
In the 70s.
Yeah.
They were huge.
And then they won the Battle of the
Bay. And they won the Battle of the Bay.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They beat the Giants. That was Dave Stewart and all those
guys. I had
the
Giants winning that.
No.
In my head for some reason.
The Earthquake Series, they lost that. So, yeah, I mean, I know the A's. And the A's, as crappy as they've been, the A's have put together competitive teams over the years.
So it's got to be the Browns. I think they're right.
But you're telling me that's worse than being like a Washington Wizards fan?
I was thinking about the Wizards.
The Wizards. Interesting that you mentioned that. They are in the Final Four.
See, I would like, I'm sitting here thinking, because to me, being a Hornets or like a Wizards fan is worse than being a Cleveland or the A's are bad.
Well, they put the Hornets against the Wizards in the first round.
Really?
Yeah, very tough matchup. Very tough draw. Wizards won.
What about the Panthers? Carolina, that is.
I don't see them
the
on
the Carolina there. Panthers? No, they've been to two Super Bowls.
Their ownership is awful. They've been, but...
Buckley, they've been to two Super Bowls and they've had an MVP. What have the Washington Wizards had to watch? The Charlotte
Bradley
Hornets?
Bradley Beal.
Yeah, no. And this is my thing. I understand that being a Panthers fan can be a kick in the nuts, but no, you have had two Super Bowl runs and you had a decade plus of Cam Newton being good. Steve, you don't know. No. They're not even in this equation. Far, far from it.
So what about the Charlotte Hornets?
Yeah, see, the Hornets I'll listen to.
The Hornets lost to the Wizards in the first round. Thank you for paying attention. The Blazers are on the list.
God, I love Buckley chiming in. It's the freaking best.
Don, are you paying attention?
So the Final Four. Here, I'll give you the Final Four. The Final Four was Wizards, A's, and the A's beat the Wizards.
Okay.
And the Sabres were playing the Browns.
Now, I will tell you that I do believe that Buffalo... They might have broken it. For a long time, Buffalo was the longest playoff drought of any of the four major sports. And I don't know if they broke that a year or two ago, but the Sabres suck, continue to suck, and will always suck.
So they took on Cleveland in the other bracket, or the other side, and so then Cleveland beat the A's in the finals. Now, the Blazers are on the bracket. No. I don't really know why they're on there.
Stop it.
I mean, I know it's been a rough couple years, but...
They made the playoffs like 24 straight years.
They've been a pretty good franchise. Now, they just have the one title.
The one title.
And that was way back in the olden days. The Cowboys are on the list.
Oh.
They made it.
No.
Yeah.
See, this is all recency bias.
They made it against the... they played the Giants in the first round. Of course, Giants winning that. But the Blazers played...
Wait. The New York football Giants?
Yeah.
the two-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, yeah.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, a lot of people had a problem with that one.
A lot of these debates, though, are getting kicked around by people who are 25 to 30 years old. Are, so
then this is like when Will Ortner debates something. You're a dumbass because you can only think of the last 10 years. The Giants were elite under Bill Parcells. They won two Super Bowls there. Two Super Bowls with Eli Manning. They went to another one with Kerry Collins. Stop it.
You know who's not in the... So there's... Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's 32 teams.
Yeah.
Do you know who's not in the bracket? Is the Pirates. Not even in there.
Yeah. Why wouldn't Pittsburgh? Because Pittsburgh's done jack squat. Like, But like putting the Giants or something in there would be like putting the Royals. If you eliminated like the last, like that 8-year run there in the middle, sure. But the Royals went to two World Series, won one. You don't get to put the Kansas City Royals in the same category as being the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, some weird choices. But the Blazers played the Pelicans in the first round, which I found interesting.
Oh, come on. It's way worse to be a Pelican fan than it is a Blazer fan.
To me, not even close.
In fact, if you're doing NBA rankings, I would say being a Sacramento fan is worse than being a Blazer fan. Being a Pelican fan, being a Wizards fan, being a Hornets fan. I'm trying to think of what other NBA franchises that I think are worse off than being a Blazer fan.
The Kings lost to the Jazz in the first round, which is weird.
Yeah, I mean the Jazz have been rough. You had those years with Malone, but they didn't win anything. Same as Portland.
Yeah, Pelicans beat the Blazers.
What about a Brooklyn Nets fan?
Yeah, they're in here. They lose to the Pistons.
Okay.
First round matchup.
Yeah.
Pistons got a championship, though.
Pistons have three championships.
Well, and they got one in this millennium.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well. So. Yeah. Hmm. These brackets are made for debate.
Yeah, again, there's a lot of recency bias.
The best
bias that you could have, and this is the, if you want to put mine to the test, that if you win titles, you don't get to bitch. Because outside of the two playoff runs, they are arguably the worst franchise in baseball this side of the A's, but they have two World Series.
Marlins.
The Marlins. Like, to be a Marlins fan is really tough. One, your owner is a liar and a cheat, and he schnookered the people of Miami out of, like, $4 billion.
Didn't that guy sell?
Yeah, the new people are just as crooked. Like, that whole thing with the building the stadium, it's one of, like, the great ripoffs of all time. They claimed poverty. They weren't poor.
Bruce Sherman is the owner of the Marlins.
And the Marlins have been the cheapest, just sons of bitches selling off talent, but twice... They have made World Series runs and have won it. And then as soon as the World Series is over, they tear the thing down. It's like, that is the ultimate. Like, if you're a fan of that team, you've had two unbelievable moments, and then the rest of it is just like atrocities. I don't know. Like, first off, are there Marlin fans? And if there are Marlin fans, how do they feel about their franchise?
It's a good question. Do you think it's worse to be a Blazers fan or a Mariners fan?
Boy, that's tough. Because
it's tougher to be a Mariners
fan. They've never done it.
The Blazers have had more years recently of being competitive and in the mix. Yeah. The Mariners have not.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And then if you wanted to go with like once great, there should be a separate category of if you're a longtime fan. What is the fan base that you had being great?
Cowboys.
The other one I would bring up is the Montreal Canadiens, because the Canadiens are the winningest team in professional sports. They have more titles than anybody. I think even more than the Yankees, if I'm not mistaken. Gold standard. They won their last one in 93, 92, last Canadian team, and have done jack S ever since. Cowboys fall into this category where, I mean, you were royalty and now you're just, you're irrelevant.
Raiders,
certainly, yeah. Once proud organization, now jackass.
Cincinnati Reds are a little bit that way. They were like three-time World Series champs and now totally fell apart.
Yep.
Yeah, they have the Bears playing the Raiders in the first round.
You know what?
The Bears winning.
The Bears is a sneaky good one because they had the one Super Bowl run with Rex Grossman. But other than that, like they've never had a quarterback. Like ever. It's kind of unbelievable. If you got rid of that Super Bowl, the 86 Bears, 85 Bears, I guess, dude, the Bears have had like 40 years of just nothing. That's a sneaky bad place to be a fan.
So the bracket is hardest franchise to be a fan of. Browns winning over the A's in the finals. Mm. And your Blazers did make it, which I don't know, we kind of disagree with.
But yeah, I can't buy that.
Top 32 hardest franchise to be a fan of in the you know, in the U.S.
And someone on the text line, and I want to believe this, but I need to do some research. They said the Marlins have only lost one playoff series ever.
So, like, if they get in, they win.
That makes sense.
They've been to the postseason three times.
That would stand to reason, yeah. Two World Series and then...
Oh, my God.
And then lost the other one, yeah.
Is that...
Look it up, bro.
Is there anything like that in the history of sports?
Pretty unique.
That, I mean, it would have to be younger franchises like that that haven't been around for a while.
Huh. No, they've reached it... That can't be right, because they've reached it four times. Said they've reached the postseason four times.
So they've lost two playoffs.
They've lost two playoff series. They're the only current team to have never made the postseason in consecutive seasons. They reached in 97, 2003, 2020, and 2023. That's kind of shocking still.
I'm scared to ask, but have you guys mentioned the Colorado Rockies, or that's already been kicked around?
You know, that's... At least you prefaced it.
Yes.
I don't think we did mention the Rockies.
No, we didn't.
But the Rockies are a good one because...
They've won less than the Marlins. They came in the league at the same time.
Well, the A's take a lot of heat for baseball, just in general. I mean, the A's are just a joke.
Yeah.
So much so that it kind of takes some of the pressure off of the Rockies.
Yeah.
I have some friends in Denver, and boy, let me tell you something. The Rockies cannot be any more irrelevant.
Their ownership is...
Terrible.
Tragically.
Absolutely terrible.
A mess.
Yeah.
I'm looking to see how many of the... They've made the playoff 32 seasons... So this is way worse than the Marlins. So 32 seasons, and they've made five playoff appearances.
And went to one World
Series.
Went
to one World Series.
And got swept.
Yes.
Wow.
So.
I tell you what, the Rocks, that's almost A's level.
It's sneaky bad.
If somebody ripped the team out of Denver, then yeah.
And their uniforms are terrible.
But it's a cool stadium, and they get, do they get? Pretty good. I mean, when I was there, but this was
I think people
25
like,
years ago. That was.
I think people like to go to the games because it's in a good area.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the weather's nice. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, and that's the beauty of baseball. It's like people will go even if the team sucks sometimes, depending on the ballpark. And you know. But every time I go, I've been to a few games there. It's there's a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's a thing to do.
Yeah, I was there. The Rockies weren't any good when I lived in Denver, but I would go to games and there was always it was good crowds. It's a great stadium, it's a great environment.
All right, up next is a segment titled Bottom Line, Their Ass.
Bottom Line, Their Ass.
Next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This works on so many levels.
This is a great drop. Sorry, Rick. Sorry about your little head.
He's fine now. He's got a helmet to protect.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
So, college basketball championship week is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Buckley pointed this out to me today before the show, and I thought it was funny because I feel like in today's era of athlete.
Where the era has become.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say the era has become of athletes and sports figures hating the media so much they will say anything to discredit them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like they just hate the media.
Yeah. There's a
and
real,
they think it's all fake news.
There's a real nasty. Well, the media just in general. What the amazing part is, like, if you're an idiot and you don't work for a major company, then you're considered credible and no matter what. But if you work for any sort of organization, you're just part of the deep state machine and you're a putz.
What an idiot. I mean, just stupid.
Yeah, so see if I can find it here.
Searching. Well, this is the problem is big media asses like you.
I can find it if you need it.
Where did you send that to me?
I DM'd it to you,
on
I
the
thought.
Fan?
Yeah, I DM'd it to you. It's right there in your DMs. Right there in your DMs. Right there in Isaac E. Rock's DM. Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, so I'm going to tee you up for it. So Virginia Tech lost last night in the ACC basketball tournament.
I'm guessing because they're playing right now in the tournament means they're one of the worst teams in the ACC.
Yeah, they lost to Cal. I think it was a double overtime game.
Yeah. They did get to two OTs again. Like, and let me tell you something. I watched Cal once this year, once. And let me tell you, that team sucks.
You mean the team that is the Cal Bears that has never lost an ACC tournament game?
Hmm? That's right.
Those Cal Bears?
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
Undefeated?
They are 1-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cal sucks. And so that means Virginia Tech sucks. But I just thought this was funny because I think we're doing anything we can to you know, it's like that whole bit we always do about any athlete will tell you that they have, that, you know, screw the haters. I'm
sure.
Like, nobody ever believed in me.
Yes.
And I
kept receipts.
Yeah.
Well,
so
Virginia Tech was 13-19 on the year.
Yeah. The chip on the shoulder athlete and sports figure today, it's kind of nauseating. Well, yes, Virginia Tech sucked. And I'm going to tee up Ryan Buckley for what this kid said after they lost to Cal.
Yeah. So they do the thing where they trot the coach out there and a player and they got him sitting at the podium. And one of the media members asks Tori LaWall of Virginia Tech, what are you proud of when reflecting on yourself and reflecting on your team? And his response is, quote, my team, I'm proud of how far we came. What did they have us in the preseason? Maybe 14th or 15th? They thought we were going to be ass. I mean, we were still ass, you know, but we weren't that bad. You know what I'm saying? We beat expectations.
Bottom line, they're ass.
Wow.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny because, one, it's just a funny quote.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, we kind of were ass. Yeah. But also, he's kind of trying to blame the media. Yeah.
For not believing in them?
For not believing in them. He's like, this is
right.
This is another level of the bit of everybody's against us. Yeah, they were against us. We proved, well, we didn't really even prove them right, but they were against us.
Yeah.
They were kind of right, but they weren't that right. Because we were mostly bad, but not like totally ass.
We were ass, but.
Yeah, so I'm looking to try to see where.
They were 15th.
So.
They were terrible. And the ACC is terrible.
You went 8-12 in the conference, and you're somehow proud that you weren't like Cal that was 6-14, but you just lost to Cal.
They thought we were going to be ass. I mean, we were still ass, you know, but we weren't that bad.
Huh.
Yes, you were.
Boy,
They thought they were going to be ass. We weren't quite as much ass as they thought.
And this is my point. I truly believe that we've never been dumber. Like there's no more accountability. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, you can just be like, yeah, it's not true. You can just spin your own narrative. You were the definition of ass.
Sorry, they finished 13th. So technically he's right. They were picked 14th, and they finished 13th.
What?
So we were ass, but...
And you lost in the first round of the tournament, and you're like, yeah, we showed
some people. We were still ass, but, you know.
We showed some people?
But still, they can't be picking us 15th.
Fake news.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Never happened.
I love it.
I've seen this a couple times, though. Like, who was it? And even on good teams, like that Oregon team from 2 years ago with Bo Nix was good. But remember, Georgia beat them, was it 49-3?
Yeah, the first game. That was Lanning's first game.
Yeah, and then Bo Nix was like, well, you know what? I just like to see those guys again. I don't think it'd be 49. I
think it might be a little different
this time. It might be a little bit different this time. And they're like, well, you know, the score kind of got away, but it was. You lost 49-3. You can't. You can't do that. Well, you know, if just one or two things went differently, and I'd sure like to. 49-3. You just got to come out and be like, you know what?
Hey, I would just like to say that I saw a bro pick us to lose by 52, and we only lost by 49. So screw you, dude.
Yeah. It is fascinating the level of just.
They'll just go out of their way.
Denial. Yeah.
Yeah. To just, well, yeah. You picked us to be ass. Well, we were, though, but yeah. Whatever.
No one believed in me. No, no, they didn't, and for a good reason.
Yeah, because you suck.
You suck.
And so does your team. And you proved it.
I love that. That's a great... I would like to... is there a clip in there? Like, can we get the audio?
Someone probably has it somewhere. I have not found it on internet, but because it was like a public post-game presser, it probably exists somewhere. Yeah, because
I would like the... I would like to get the...
The audio context.
The audio context of... Yeah. Well, we kind of were ass.
Well, but. In fairness to the kid, he was probably just... He wasn't... I don't know.
Yeah.
He probably didn't mean it the way I'm interpreting it.
I think he was just trying to say, I think we were better than people thought we were going to be, even if the record doesn't reflect it. But
well, he probably caught himself. He was probably getting ready to say that because he probably feels, you know, he was in it. Yeah. So he probably feels like, you know, a couple overtimes, you know, we fought hard at the end of the year or this or that. And then he realized as he's saying, oh, yeah, we pretty much were ass, weren't we? In your eyes, we were.
Is that the hardest thing to do, to admit that you're just not good?
Hey, I'm good.
It's like, so sometimes I have that, like, when I meet people that played too, there's always some sort of, there's like a knee injury, or there's always like some political, like, my coaches were against me. Yeah, people ask
Fauci shut us down, or we would have won it all.
Right? People ask me, they're like, hey, what happened? And my response is, I wasn't very good. Like, what to tell you? Eventually, you get to play against some dudes who are really good, and you find out you're not that good.
Yeah, I don't know. Why didn't you become CEO of a Fortune 500 company? I'm not Steve Jobs.
I just didn't have the opportunity. Probably would be, though.
I'm like, I'm not smart enough. I'm not driven enough.
HR had it out for me, and
I don't really have that sort of drive. I don't know.
I go back to Ted Haggard, my baseball coach when I was a kid.
Yeah,
he'd always pitch Andy, his kid.
Oh, I knew it.
And I could pitch.
Freaking Andy Haggard.
But freaking Andy Haggard would go out there and get shelled. I'd be stuck out in left field. Like, come on, Ted.
If you just would have put the lefty in.
I'd probably be with the Yankees right now.
I remember during the congressional steroid hearings, Joe Biden, that Joe Biden, all those years ago, he gave an impassioned.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he was chastising like Rafael Palmeiro, and he's like, "It's people like you that took me out.
I played
baseball the right way." And he had that squinty thing about him, and he was like, "It's guys like you that kept me." And I was
as if Rafi not doing steroids would have made Joe a World Series champ.
Guys like that think that though.
Yeah, Joe Biden's like, man, if I didn't have to play against you steroid mongers, I would have been out there playing third base for the Yankees. I know it. That sort of mentality is just, it's unbelievable.
Is he the next to go now that we've lost Jimmy? Right? Who's your money on? Clinton?
Clinton looks pretty rough.
Did we lose George H. already?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out.
And the other Bush.
Like, George W. is George getting up there.
Yeah, but he looks pretty good.
So we got George W., Clinton.
No, it's Biden.
Biden, Trump, or Obama?
Dude, it's Biden. If you're having a Deadpool...
It's not Obama.
It's no.
Is he still smoking darts?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, you got Trump, Obama, W, Clinton, Carter just died, and so now we got Biden. Yeah, it's 100% Biden. 100%. I mean, look, if a stiff breeze blows, that could be the end of him.
He's 82.
Yeah. You see, and that's the weird part is he's not that much older than Trump. But well,
Trump's
boy,
78.
Yeah. That might as well be the Grand Canyon when you look at those two. Yeah, Biden's gone. What's George?
G-Dub?
Yeah, what's G-Dub?
Your boy.
Because he actually looks pretty good. I've seen him on...
78?
Yeah.
Same as Trump.
Yeah.
Now watch this drive.
Because he was making the rounds a few years ago.
Was it the confirmation hearings or something like that? He was popping around?
He's a painter now.
Oh.
He paints dogs.
He's painting like immigrants.
Bill Clinton's 78. They're all 78.
And he looks terrible.
And how old's Barry Obama?
He's probably in his 60s. I think they put Bill after the
63.
Whole the Epstein thing. I think Bill's not allowed to come out anymore.
He was out there. He was at the inauguration.
Was he?
Yeah. So was GW. They were both there. Mm. Sitting there looking uninterested.
But if you notice for a while, like Bill was like the number one speaker. He was the number one paid speaker in the world. And he was like the big fundraiser of the Democratic Party. And then the whole Epstein thing, can we all just admit, and I liked Bill Clinton. My favorite presidential quote is from Bill Clinton. But look, Bill was on that airplane. I think Bill was on that airplane a lot. I think we can all admit that at this point. Therefore, everyone was like, hey, Bill, why don't you sit the next few plays out? We're just going to put you over there. And once in a while, you can come out and smile and wave. But your days are done. I don't think anyone's paying Bill Clinton anymore to show up and speak.
Are we behind? Probably. Are we ahead?
We're not. Because
I feel like breaking, but it doesn't.
It is time to break.
Oh, it is. We're behind.
It's long overdue time to break.
Darn it! All right, open Seggy next on the Fan. Okay, well now we got to go to the club.
Yeah.
The Players starts tomorrow morning, so make sure you guys get up early,
bright and early. Where's
watch
it at?
Golf. They're at Sawgrass. This is the Island Green, 17, you know, the famous...
Yeah. Iconic.
Iconic Island Green. Plus 200 for a hole-in-one.
You gonna place that? Like, anyone getting a hole-in-one or...
Any player.
Any player.
Yeah, what do you think about those odds?
I don't know. How often does that happen?
Well, Colin Morikawa's caddy carded a hole-in-one today.
I don't think that counts.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm sure somebody's done all the, you know, run all the numbers. Well, I'm sure the odds makers have. It's just that that's kind of an unusual hole. I think there's only there's probably one or two pin placements where you could get the hole in one, where it's more likely. But I know that Sunday pin, you're not going to get a lot of hole in ones. But
I haven't paid. I haven't looked at the old odds. I do not have my.
Why not? You don't bet golf like Buckley and I?
I do. I bet the majors, and I know the Players is the fifth major, but I haven't.
Yeah, this is a big tournament.
Yeah.
This is a big tournament.
Well, maybe I'll lay a sub buck on my man Matsuyama.
I was going to say, in fact, people like your man Hideki this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Matsuyama ticket this week.
Plus 2,800?
That's what I got him at. He was down to 2,500 last I saw, but it depends on your book, I guess.
Scotty Scheffler, the favorite, plus 500, according
to this. Well, he's won it. I think he's won it 2 years in a row,
that's
hasn't
right.
he? Yeah, all that guy does is win.
And get arrested.
All right, well, the club is next. We have a pretty cool documentary that's coming out that you need to know about.
I love a good documentary, and it's been a while since I've seen one.
Well, people are talking about it.
Can I say people are saying, namely me, I'm kind of over the murder documentary.
What do you mean?
There's
too many of them.
There's too many of them, and they're not that interesting, and I don't know.
My wife watches a lot of those.
I've seen, like, the last three or four that I've watched.
They're hit or miss.
When's the last good one? Because I thought the Gabby Petito one was whatever.
Yeah.
It also feels like now we get so much information about these cases before the docs come out that, like, you're often not learning anything new.
Yeah, I need something more. Like, I know eventually they'll probably do one on this Koberger douche.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
And maybe I might check that one out because I don't know a lot about that. But I'm telling you, the last couple and I see them all the time when I go on Netflix. There's just, because I watch documentaries, they offer up, there's like 9 different murder docs right now. And I just skip by them. I'm like,
All right. Well, this one is about the biggest disinformation campaign in U.S. government history. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.